This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for limited time and subject to change, max one offer per account.
All right, let's talk about feeling our best without the hassle. You know those wellness trends that sound great but are impossible to stick with? Like taking apple cider vinegar shots. Yeah, no thanks. That's why I love Goli Nutrition. They make wellness simple, delicious, and effective with their chewable gummies packed with powerful ingredients. Apple cider vinegar has been used for centuries as a traditional remedy for digestion and gut health. And Goli's apple cider vinegar gummies make it easy to add to your routine. And when life gets stressful, the Ashwagandha gummies help me stay cool, calm, and collected. No wonder they're Goli's number one bestseller. Plus, all Goli gummies are vegan, gluten-free, and made with high-quality ingredients you can trust. Join millions of happy customers and see why Goli is the number one most sold item in U.S. retail across all vitamins, minerals, and supplements. Goli is changing the wellness game. Head to Goli.com now and get America's number one ashwagandha and apple cider vinegar gummies at an exclusive 42% off. Give them a try risk-free, backed by our money-back guarantee. Don't wait. Visit Goli.com today.
Sports Ethos New Orleans Pelicans podcast. I am your host, Lyle Swithenbank. This is a sportsethos.com presentation. If you'd like to follow us on Twitter, at Ethos Pelicans, at Lyle Swithenbank is me, LyleSwithenbank. If you've got time, go and give us a rate and review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify or wherever you're listening to this, Audible. A few different places, Stitcher, Dash Radio, as we know, as I've been plugging a bit in the last few episodes. We appreciate all the support. So, what are we here to talk about? The end of the road trip. The Pelicans visited Charlotte, took on the Hornets on the second night of a back-to-back to finish off the three-game road trip around the East Coast, or Eastern Conference, and we finished a road trip 2-1. The Hornets end up stealing one right at the end, defeating the Pelicans after pretty much trailing for the whole game. I think they were ahead at when the score was 7-8, and then after that they didn't lead again until right at the end. About the 2 minute mark. 106-103 was the final score, with the Hornets charging back in the last quarter to really steal one from our Pelicans. It was looking like we were going to have 3-0. By no stretch of the imagination was it a pretty game. And, I mean, there's not too much to say about it other than it was a disappointing loss. We were fighting an uphill battle from about the midway of the third quarter, where Herb Jones was ejected. We'll have a chat about that shortly. But before we do that, we'll get into the quarter by quarter. So, first quarter, 22-19. We get out to a little bit of a lead behind, honestly, just scrappy play. Both teams were playing average. No one could make a shot. It was up and down. But we sort of uglied it up, and it stopped the Hornets being able to get out and run, which is what they love to do, and hit open shots, transition threes. And we saw a little bit of that, but I thought we did a good job in maintaining it and limiting how impactful their running ability was. We also used Jonas Valanciunas a fair bit, and that was great because we managed to exploit the mismatch. There's Mason Plumlee there, but besides that, the rest of the team are fairly short, and their rotations couldn't answer Jonas or the size that we brought out, the tall ball with Jackson and Billy Hernan Gomez as well. Now, there were lapses where we didn't exploit that, and that's really when they kept coming back. But otherwise, it was a really ugly game. Second quarter, we came out more of the same, 27-24, And while the defense was solid, we still didn't open up a massive lead. At halftime, leading by a bit. Third quarter, the defense, it's tough because it was even. So it was 35-35, and about halfway through that quarter, we're up. And Herb Jones gets a steal, and he runs up the court. Fast break, goes to lay it up, and Miles Bridges steps in. And through a basketball move, Herb Jones moves his elbows, as you do, to go to lay the ball up. And that elbow makes contact with the side of his neck. It's called an offensive foul, and Bridges goes down, gets up, completely unharmed. And so we all jog back, and Herb goes to set up in the defensive end. Offensive foul. The refs then decide that they're going to look at it. It was unprompted. They just go and have a look. Okay, cool. So maybe it's a flagrant one, unnecessary contact to the head. What we saw instead was excessive and unnecessary contact to the head being a flagrant two. And Herb Jones then ejected. I'm bewildered at the call. I'm still bewildered at the call. I don't understand how that's a flagrant two. And I think the refs got a bit of a power trip out of that. They were honestly involving themselves in everything all game, decided that touch fouls were okay at one end, but not at the other. And honestly, it really changed the game. Herb Jones ejected, as I said, and they started getting going. 35-35 in that third quarter. The mellow ball was big for them, started creating. And last quarter, they ran away with it, 28-19, 106-103, the final score, and they charged back. We were up by 9 with about 6 minutes to go in the last quarter, and we let them back in. There's plenty of arguments going around as to why that was. Perhaps timeout management, rotations, different guys playing at different times. And unfortunately, it was just late game execution. We went on the last quarter dry spell of, what was it, nearly 5 minutes, and we didn't score. So when that happens, yeah, perhaps we call a timeout or we get different guys in, and we may have left that too late. But at the same time, you know, second night of a back-to-back, and you're trying to get the most out of these guys. They're all running on fumes after, you know, playing on that immediate road trip back-to-back. And, you know, there's plenty of excuses to make. Disappointing we couldn't hold on. But again, we said in the road trip, if we can go 2-1, that's pretty good. That's what we've done. Opportunity to win 3. But alas, it was another one of those ones that get away. Not bad, though, considering, like, previously, we didn't have a hope in any chance of having the chance at a victory, let alone letting one slip, because we didn't have Brandon Ingram. And now that seems to have subsided a little bit. We're really playing together, and that defense has been fantastic. Unfortunately, probably our worst 3 defensive lapses happened in the last 2 minutes, including a complete breakdown where Mason Plumlee rolled to the rim and managed to dunk it uncontested, and that really sealed it. Disappointing to say the least, but again, the thing about this league is that you just move on and play the next game in a couple of days. We take the Bulls on at the Smoothie King Center on Friday night. Looking forward to seeing the guys do that. Or is it Thursday night? Pardon me. Thursday night at the Smoothie King Center. And another game that we need to really have our A game. You want to beat these Bulls. So a couple of days to get yourself right. Hopefully Brandon will be back. I heard he was suffering from the flu as well, so hopefully he can get himself nice and healthy, get his rhythm back with some good trainings and practices in the break, and then hopefully we can be flying. We'll be fully healthy for this last stretch run, and we'll see what happens. So, all in all, disappointing. We'll go over to the box score now, as we like to do. Big games for Jonas Valanciunas. 28 minutes, 24 points and 18 rebounds, 5 assists, hit a 3-pointer, he had 2 blocks and a steal as well, 11 of 18 shooting, hit his 3-pointer, had 2 turnovers, but I mean, he was our dominant force all night, and honestly, we should have gone to him more down the stretch, I think. I feel like we lost a few chances just purely by not giving it to the big fella and letting him absolutely dominate, because that's what he did for the whole game. CJ McCollum had a big third quarter, was pretty average in the last quarter. 27 points, though. You know, it sounds stupid that you say, oh, it was pretty average. But it, honestly, 27 points and 6 assists, it just never felt like he was fully in the game. And I don't know, he had the 4 turnovers, and perhaps that's what it was. But, you know, I feel bad criticising a guy that had 27 points because we needed every one of them. But just down the stretch, it was hard. And the last shot, he got double-teamed, didn't manage to get out of the trap. And, I mean, that was just poor late-game execution. There was another 24-second shot clock violation that happened today. And I don't know. I think it was a disappointing one, and I'm not going to put any blame on any of the guys. They all just let it slip collectively. Jackson Hayes, 9 points, 7 rebounds, 1 assist, 3 of 8 shooting, and he got hammered. Every time he went near the basket, he got absolutely hammered. Didn't get hardly any fouls. Well, how many free throws did he shoot? Only 3, which is just ridiculous because he was hacked. His mouth was made to bleed at one point. Thought it was ridiculous. Devontae Graham struggled against his old side. 24 minutes, he had 2 points, 2 rebounds, 3 assists, 1 of 8 shooting, and hit no threes. He was pretty bad. And he's got to work out what this slump is and find what his role is, and we've got to put him in a position to succeed. Maybe we're asking too much for him being the starting point guard, but he struggled in this one. Herb Jones in 19 minutes, 5 points, 2 rebounds, 2 assists, 2 steals and a block. And so you can see what he was like. You know, even his limited minutes before he was ridiculously ejected, he was dominating on the defensive end. And unfortunately, we just couldn't, we didn't get to have him. So we didn't get to really see his full potential and impact on this game. And alas, we'll never know, I guess. This is one that got away. Najee Marshall continued his double-digit scoring effort off the bench. 14 points, 5 rebounds, 1 assist. And I really like what we saw from Naj tonight. He pushed the ball. There were some times he got a little bit out of control and perhaps made the wrong decision. But he was pushing the pace and defending really hard. And I mean, he can't shoot threes. We know that. And he shot 1 of 3. If he has 3 attempts and he hits one of them, I'll take that. You know, 33%, it's enough to be a threat. And, we know he can't shoot. So anything that we get is a bonus. Jose Alvarado, 23 minutes. He had 7 points, 4 rebounds, 2 assists. No steals in this one. But he was solid. Finished the game down the stretch. But by then, we'd sort of let him get the momentum. And we didn't get the bickies, unfortunately. Billy Hernan Gomez, 9 and 7. He was solid. I can't really fault what he did. And Trey Murphy in 18 minutes was great defensively. 6 points, 2 rebounds, 3 assists, 1 steal. He really battled out. Hit his 2 3-pointers. And I mean, Trey's doing all he can. And perhaps he should have been there at the end of the game for late game situation in terms of being able to hit the 3. He'd already hit 2 and I don't know. Maybe it would have given us another option. I don't know. But we live and we learn, I guess. Ty Wallace in 9 minutes. He got his second 10-day. If you didn't see that announced, he had 2 steals. And he was 0 of 2 shooting. And he had a turnover. And that was all. I will let you make your own assumptions on that. I mean, he's a 10-day. He's trying to impress. He got his minutes and did a bit of cardio with him, I guess. A couple of steals, which you love to see. So, no, well, good luck to him. Big games over at the Hornets. They had 7 players in double figures. 6 players in double figures, including a double-double from Mason Plumlee. And honestly, we couldn't stop them down the stretch. They hit the shots. They got where they wanted to be. And, you know, we lost. Alas. So, I mean, by the numbers, they shot 50% from the field. We shot 44%. Only hit 9 three-pointers for the game. They hit 13. You know, there's a discrepancy there. The free throws were probably the closest I've ever seen. We had 16 attempts, and they had 15. They hit 13 of them. We hit 14 of them. Assists. This is where we fell down, and I feel like that's something CJ really needs to work on, despite having 6 assists. The 0.5 offense. When it's on, it is just phenomenal. When we don't and we decide to play isolation or a bit of letting the ball stick or not taking good shots, our assist numbers are down. And 23 assists is a telling thing for us. They had 34. You're going to struggle. you're really going to struggle when they move the ball that well and put each other in positions to succeed. Selfless basketball. And that's despite us having 47 total rebounds, 15 offensive to their 5. You know, we smashed them, 47 to 35 rebounds. And honestly, the tall ball works, but you still need to make the most of your opportunities. 15 turnovers to their 17. We exploited them for 14 points off turnovers, and they had 10. But, you know, that there's 4 points there. You win the game. You know, and we just couldn't make it up. We couldn't make up those 4 points and let them rush back. It's all about timing as well. You can't turn the ball over late. You can't have dry spells late. You know, if you want to be able to, you want to have times when you don't score, have it in the first quarter when you've got plenty of time to make it up. But, well, you live and you learn. You have a couple of days off to reflect. They can all watch it again and study the film, and hopefully we can come out and really have a red-hot go against the Bulls, because with that loss and the Lakers winning, we drop back to 10th. And now they hold it by a game. Again, you know, we were only drawn with them getting in that 9th spot. So now they're a game clear again. So we have to win, and then we get ahead of them. The one that'll be really telling is next Monday, where we take on the Lakers. And that's a must-win. So, going to take a break, thank the sponsors, all that sort of jazz as we do in the break, and then we'll come back, do the 3 key takeaways, pack up, and we'll get out of here. Be back soon.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max 1 offer per account.
All right, let's talk about feeling our best without the hassle. You know those wellness trends that sound great but are impossible to stick with? Like taking apple cider vinegar shots. Yeah, no thanks. That's why I love Goalie Nutrition. They make wellness simple, delicious, and effective with their chewable gummies packed with powerful ingredients. Apple cider vinegar has been used for centuries as a traditional remedy for digestion and gut health. And Goalie's apple cider vinegar gummies make it easy to add to your routine. And when life gets stressful, the Ashwagandha gummies help me stay cool, calm, and collected. No wonder they're Goalie's number one bestseller. Plus, all Goalie gummies are vegan, gluten-free, and made with high-quality ingredients you can trust. Join millions of happy customers and see why Goalie is the number one most sold item in U.S. retail across all vitamins, minerals, and supplements. Goalie is changing the wellness game. Head to Goalie.com now and get America's number one ashwagandha and apple cider vinegar gummies at an exclusive 42% off. Give them a try risk-free, backed by our money-back guarantee. Don't wait. Visit Goalie.com today.
So, thank you to our sponsors, Manscaped.com. Use the code ETHOS20 when you are at checkout. Get all your stuff there. The Lawnmower 4.0 is a ceramic bladed marvel. You want to shave, go and get the Lawnmower 4.0. And, use the code ETHOS20 at checkout. That will give you the 20% off and free shipping, which we love. Love a discount, so go and check that out and support our sponsors. In addition, mybookie.ag, use the code ETHOS on the third page of the sign up, and that will give you a deposit match bonus. Go and check that out and do all your betting over there, and gamble responsibly, of course, but if you like a little bit of a flutter, go and check it out. And also go and visit our friends at ExpressVPN. ExpressVPN.com/hoopball will give you an extra 3 months on a 12-month subscription. It's easy to use, one click, use on League Pass, Netflix, Disney Plus, all that sort of stuff that's got area, geo blocks. Go and check it out and, protect your identity online. ExpressVPN.com/hoopball. And finally, our daily fantasy partner, ThriveFantasy.com. Use the code ETHOS when you sign up. That'll give you a 100% deposit match bonus and 2 or 4 free game tickets. Go over there, check it out. It's a fun website. If you're into your daily fantasy, I know we're running out of time to play it. We're running out of season. If you're into daily fantasy, go and check it out. And obviously, gamble responsibly. Don't chase your losses, but you know, support the guys that support us and get yourself a little discount and a little price match. Okay, welcome back to the Sports Ethos New Orleans Pelicans podcast. Lyle here. Three key takeaways from the disappointing loss to the Hornets. Number one, all we ask for from the refs, and I swear this is the only, I will not go on about the refs, I'll just make this mention, the only thing that we want from the refs is consistency. If a guy gets hacked at one end, I want to see it at the other end. If a guy takes a charge at one end, I want to see it rewarded at the other end. If a guy's going to get a touch foul at one end, he's got to get the touch foul at the other end. If a player, such as Trae Young the other day, is allowed to jump backwards and not get done for an offensive foul, I expect to see the same for CJ or for Devontae or Jose. I don't care if they're a rookie, and I get this notion of the rookie foul. I just want consistency. Every single player in this league, whether they've played one game or they've played 500 games or 2,000 games or however many games you can play, should get the same calls. The basketball is the same. Keep it the same. That's all I ask. I'm not going to harp on about it. I want consistency. That's all. So, key takeaway number two. I told you I wasn't going to harp on it. Was we play better when we move the ball. We have to move the ball. 0.5 offense. I know people like to chase their shots, and if you're feeling the good, we'll keep taking them, but keep moving the ball. Your players, your teammates will put you in a position to succeed or be in a position to be successful. You have to trust your teammates. And I don't direct this at any one player, but ball movement is paramount. We play better when our assist numbers are up. That's something that we really need to continue to do. I know that's what Willie Green talks about. 0.5 offense, paint to great, good to great shots. Move the ball, trust each other, play together. That's when we win. The Pelicans committee won two in a row. It didn't feel like that tonight, that we were playing together. So that's something we should really focus on. And finally, Herb Jones is really important to the success of this team. You see him, even though he's a rookie, he doesn't play like one. He gets the rookie calls like one, but he is very important. As soon as he went out, we knew the game changed, and I think the players felt it as well, because all of a sudden you didn't have Herb Jones covering your behinds if you missed a rotation or pushing you in the right place so that you knew where you were. It didn't matter if it was CJ or if it was Devontae or Jackson, whoever. He puts a hand on your back and says, get over there, that's where you need to be. And in the first half, there was a really great sequence where there was a late rotation on Terry Rozier, so Herb stunted on him and then turned around and immediately pushed back to Kelly Oubre, who was not ready to catch it, and it went out of bounds. And that was a forced turnover, and it was purely because Herb Jones' presence. So we know how important he is, and unfortunately, we can't get him to get ejected, basically. I mean, that was just disappointing, but we need to put him in a position to be successful. And if it means that it needs to be an education thing, that don't elbow people in the neck, whether it was intentional or not, that the refs are going to make those calls, well, they're things that he will no doubt be going through. He'll be disappointed in himself that he wasn't able to help the team win. But I think we cannot underestimate, and I know we don't, but I'll reiterate, Herb Jones is essential to the success of this team. And it's big props for a rookie. It really is. So I think that's what I'm going to leave it at. We've got the game coming up on Thursday night. It'll be Friday morning for me against the Bulls. Looking forward to taking them on at home. Get down there and watch it if you can. If you're in New Orleans, go and support the guys. And hopefully we can go against these guys. They're pretty good. And hopefully we're healthy. That's the main thing. Hopefully Brandon comes back and we play well and play together. So we look forward to that. Finally, before it slips on my mind, is they have officially announced, well, officially, Shams just tweeted it out or put it in his article, that Zion will not be returning this season. I mean, I'm not shocked. There's like 10 games left. I feel like he hasn't said anything groundbreaking in this, but it is news, so I thought I would touch base on it and let you know. But that's all about him. Anyway, I'm going to leave it at that. This is the Sports Ethos New Orleans Pelicans podcast. Thanks for listening. If you want to follow us on Twitter, at Ethos Pelicans, at Lyle Swithenbank. Stay safe. We'll have a chat after the Pels Bulls game. That's what team we cover. And I'll see you then. Bye for now.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time, it's subject to change. Max one offer per account.